From the News Center, a news focus.
A new survey shows Pennsylvanians are worried they can't afford the high out-of-pocket costs for health care. The survey by Consumers for Quality Care says Americans believe the pandemic has exposed serious flaws in the health care system. More than 1 in 10 Pennsylvanians pays at least 10% of their income on insurance premiums, and 6% spend that much or more on out-of-pocket costs, like copays and deductibles. Antoinette Krauss with the Pennsylvania Health Access Network says this may prevent people from seeking the care they need when a routine physical finds a potential problem.
Then I need to get some diagnostic testing and I have a high out-of-pocket expense. So I delay that further care and I end up sicker and costlier down the road.
She adds, with so many people out of work because of COVID-19, more are delaying routine and follow-up medical visits out of concern for the high cost of care. Jason Resendez, a board member at Consumers for Quality Care, notes the survey found a large majority of voters nationwide want Congress to make health care cost a top priority.
The fact that 67% of consumers said Congress needs to focus on controlling costs, I think that's a pretty big message for policymakers to hear right now in the midst of this pandemic.
He says more than 90% of voters agree that deductibles should be low enough to not be a barrier to accessing health care. Krauss points out the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan addresses health care costs through the Affordable Care Act by extending assistance for premiums in the form of tax credits. But she thinks more needs to be done.
We need to look at addressing the underlying cost of care and also figuring out ways to help people who are struggling with out-of-pocket expenses.
To help policymakers address these concerns, Consumers for Quality Care has issued a negotiator's guide to healthcare reform. I'm Andrea Sears.